Months of unrest in the Mideast and North Africa are taking an economic toll. Tourism is down across the region, and travel patterns within the region are shifting as well. For many years, Beirut was a favored destination for many wealthy Arabs, particularly those from the Persian Gulf. But now Beirut is losing those tourists to Turkey. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul and Beirut.
Beirut's seaside promenade is bathed in afternoon sun, but on this day, the sights are left unseen. A group of old men huddles around a backgammon board as 21-year-old Rasha Abdel Nour sits on a bench nearby. She doesn't follow politics, but she knows something's up. Even her relatives are skipping their summer visit this year.
Yes, you know, I don't really understand much about what's happening, but of course everybody here has relatives that are outside, just like me. You know, I have people who are from, live in Switzerland, live in France, and, you know, one minute they're coming, the next minute they're not.
Lebanon has not seen a popular uprising during the Arab Spring, but it's suffering nonetheless. The head of the Hoteliers Association said business was down 40% in the first half of the year, and the tourism minister made a hasty visit to Abu Dhabi in a bid to bring back Persian Gulf visitors. Inside the venerable jewelry shop of Aziz and Walid Muzanar, established in 1847, Carolyn Resniotopoulos says they're relying on longtime customers to get by, but newer firms are having a grim season.
It's really difficult. They are facing a hard time, especially for the souk. There is a section for the jewelers. They just opened. They are new in the business, and they were counting on the tourism, and unfortunately, there's no business.
She's referring to the Beirut Souks, a new lavish downtown shopping mall. The fans there are spraying a cooling mist into the humid air, and the dance music is pulsing, but the shoppers are missing. John, the manager of Badrani Jewelry, says problems next door in Syria seem to be keeping the wealthy Gulf Arabs away this summer.
Yes, we can say that, because especially the Syrian situation, the border, is difficult. That's why they prefer another place, like Turkish.
In a year when Arab tourists are still reluctant to face the suspicious stares of Europeans and nervous about Mideast playgrounds such as Lebanon, they seem to have found their niche in the city that straddles Asia and Europe. In a ceramic shop near Istanbul's Taksim Square, Mehmet Ak says the growth in Arab tourism is significant.
Yes, there are more Middle East tourists now, especially the Arabs. I think it's twofold. Turkey is cheaper than other places, and we have made great strides in embracing the Mideast. They're comfortable here, and so they're coming.
It's meant some adjusting for shop owners like Mehmet, used to dealing with Europeans. For one thing, he's rediscovered his bargaining chops.
The Europeans might buy one or two things, while the Arabs are great customers. Sometimes they go over the top, but boy, do they bargain. That's a cultural trait we share with them.
How long this wave of Arab tourism will last is anybody's guess. But at the moment, Turkey's combination of European amenities and Asian cultural habits is paying off handsomely. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.